Hello there, fiends of the world. I am Grum, the doorman here at Spooky Steve's own Tomb Sweet Tomb, the hideously evil lair of horror and the macabre. It is my undead honor to now introduce to you the Spooky Steve Show. And here's your host, your ghost host, Spooky Steve.
Thank you very much, fiends. Thank you very much. We are broadcasting directly out of my haunted mansion abode, and we've got a huge audience here tonight of just about 999 kooky spooks. Yes, it's truly awesome. But boy, do we have a great show planned for two fright. I've personally handpicked some of the greatest horror tunes of all time for you all to dig like a grave tonight. And we've got a very special guest, the Thulu, who will be visiting us a little bit later on. But first, here at the Spooky Steve Show, we like to appreciate the classics, which is why I feel it is frightfully important to have this be the first song to ever be played on the Spooky Steve Show. This is one of the first horror-related tunes of all time, and it's still inspiring horror bands today. If you don't know this one, you must be retarded. Boils and Ghouls, here's the legendary Bobby Boris Pickett with Monster Mash.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It got on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Dracula and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It got on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on and flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Monster Mash. woman that is everything that's on my mind. You don't give me a cape. Shut up.
Monster Thulu, which I'm personally very excited about. I've been a fan of his for quite a while, and I can't wait to have him on the show. But first, we're going to bleed along to a little dog-fashioned disco serial killer ditty. But even before that, we're going to munch guts along to the Six Sounds of Gotham Road, featuring Michael Graves, formerly of some band called The Misfits. Here's Gotham Road right now with a song called Seasons of the Witch.
You'll find by the time it's the clown molester, paints his face disguised the jester. Join the local most large chapter, spawning evil ever after. He picks his prey up at the bar, gets him drunk and in the car, drives him home and down the stairs, strips him to his underwears.
Fuck up,
y'all gonna put it in. Victim's license file, serial killer, pedophile. Look into those empty eyes, you know it's your time to die. As he cuts you up in little bits, cuts you up in little bits, goes pop pop on your head again, spills your blood, now he's soaked in sin.
Fuck up,
y'all gonna burn in hell.
Disco with Pogo the Clown. Well, boils and ghouls, He's been the star of countless H.P. Lovecraft stories and H.P. Lovecraft-based films. He's ugly, he's slimy, he's covered in tentacles, and I dare you to spell his name correctly. Here he is, please welcome the legendary old one, Thulu! How you doing, man? Well, my first question of the night is, what exactly was your relationship with Lovecraft? I mean, if you look at his works, it seems like he was completely obsessed with you. Was there anything sexual going on, or was that just a business thing? Hey, look, man, he's out of control! Somebody help me! Help me! Well, I get mauled by this horrible creature. Enjoy this next tune. Guess I got the creeps from Big John Bates.
Into my tailspoon. Well, I never unclogged si ves por él a esa guerra y ves por él así.
Soul is ripped and torn. Got the black heart of Texas. I've got the devil's horns. 'Cause I spent my life to bring you up. Drank your blood to keep me warm. The moon was low when I was low. I'm coming home, it won't be long. There's a killer in Texas. A killer. There's a killer in Texas, a killer in Texas. There's a killer on the ranch. Stealing lives. I killed a man for staring. Yeah, I cut out his eyes. 'Cause I started life in evil's hands. No way in hell I had a chance. You glorify the deeds I had. Forgot about the soul I had to give. There's a killer in Texas. A killer in Texas. There's a killer in Texas. A killer in Texas. There's a killer on the rails. Cold-blooded killer, I'm always on the run. Just look at me, mother. Ain't you proud of your son?
'Cause I spent my life to bring you home. Drank your blood to keep me warm. The moon was full when I was born. I'm coming for you, it won't be long. No. There's a killer in Texas, a killer in Texas. There's a killer in Texas, a killer in Texas. There's a killer in Texas, a killer in Texas.
Was Killer in Texas by Ghoultown, and before that was the always eerie Dimanda Gallas with Ter Vigoma reprise. And I'd like to apologize for what happened earlier, fiends. I don't know what was wrong with that Thulu. He must be taking drugs or something, but thankfully, the spooky staff was on hand here at the Spooky Steve Show, and they were able to take care of things in an orderly fashion. but I've never been one to dwell on the past, so we're going to move right along here with a little Phantomas. Here they are now with Rosemary's Baby.
La 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 first was the weight. His hand looks to cut and cut his throat and watched him bleed. He'd love a great deal. It's a problem that I'm working on, Father. All this bleeding.
Yeah.
ya with Blood Freak. Prior to that, you heard I Was a Teenage School Scout by the Frankenstein Drag Queens from Planet 13, an old band of Wednesday 13s. Speaking of Wednesday 13, since we here at the show are such big fans of the guy, we'd like to inform every child of the night listening that Wednesday is working on a new album. Apparently he has over 30 songs written, but he's going to cut it down to about 16 for the CD. But get a load of some of these song titles. Buried with Children, My Home Sweet Homicide, Morgue Than Words, Till Death Do Us Part. That, my fiends, is art. There's no word in the title or official release date of the album, but stay tuned to upcoming episodes of the Spooky Steve Show for more information. You know, here at the Spooky Steve Show, we like to be diverse. If you've been listening to the show so far, you've hopefully noticed that we've tried to play songs from many different genres. Well, it is time to add one more genre to that bunch. These guys are credited as being the first group to create the genre that is now known as horrorcore rap. This is the Gravediggers with Diary of a Madman.
They killed my baby! Oh God,
order in the court! Order in the court!
I will make you pay!
Order in the court! Order in the court! I said order in the court now!
Now, before this court passes judgment, will the four defendants please rise and approach the bench?
Trust me, guys, it's all under control. The judge is my uncle. He'll take the insanity plea. Oh, yeah. Don't forget my retainer balance.
Okay. I understand you guys are pleading insanity, claiming demonic spirits possess you to do these hideous murders. Can you please explain to this court how these so-called spirits made you into these raving madmen?
Bear witness as I exercise my exorcism. The evil that lurks within, the sin, the terrorism. Possess my evil spirits, voices from the dead. I come forth with grave diggers and a head full of dread. I've been examined ever since I was semen. They took the sonogram and seen the image of a demon. At birth, nurses surrounded me with needles and drugged me all up with the diseases of evil. Grew up in hell, now I dwell in an Islamic temple. I'm fighting a holy war in the mental. Look deep in my eyes, you see visions of death. Possessed by homicide is what I am obsessed. Giving niggas brain dimples. Dragging their asses on my hook by their temples. The cause of death is unknown to the cops. Cause when I kill them, I'm not leaving one element to our tops. First I'll assassinate them, and then I cremate them. Then take all of his fucking ashes and evaporate them. Or creep through the graveyard and hunt down your tombstone. Dig up your skeleton and stomp all your fucking bones. You try to haunt me, nigga, I ain't trying to hear it. Buck, 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 I give your ass a Holy Spirit.
Explain to this court when these problems first began.
The year 84, November, day 10. Overwhelmed by the wicked inspirations of an evil gen. I realized my ideas has spawned for 400 years of blood, sweat, and tears. I saw the torture, brutal murder of my father. So my brain became stained with the horror. I'm having reoccurring nightmares of being soaking wet, slapped down to the electric chair. I got tackled with handcuffs and shackles and restrained in the bottom of a holy tabernacle. They gave me nothing to eat for 2 weeks and sewed my eyelids open so I couldn't sleep. About to die from thirst, that's when the minister quenched my jaws with a cold glass of vinegar. Upon my wounds, they seasoned me with salt and knelt my hands and feet to the form of a cross. Ah, I cried as the blood dripped inside of my eye, refusing to die. Visions of hell tormented my fate, so I chewed my fucking arm off and made an escape.
Calm down, people. Please calm down. Let us please proceed with the defendant's explanation.
Enter the realms of understanding and take good heed, or you could bleed while I'm scanning. Three stages of pure hell, 60 cages of red cells. Shh, raindrops hiss the pails. Path is dull and narrow. You stalk by a shadow. I pierce your skull with a fucking arrow. So narrow, only one could enter at a time. Stuck in the center, read the signs. A thousand doors to choose. You better hurry, don't stop. Shit is getting hot as a pot of curry. On your right side, there's fire. Your left, deep waters. Watch your step, there's deep waters. What's that coming through the floor? Is a claw. Psh, took his fucking ass to the fucking core. Strolled through the
bizarre conditions. I stone you till I see sparks and frictions. I chop you like a coal miner, then combine the drug and mix it with your blood. Some more, I give you some more and watch you crawl. Guts hit the floor, worms exit your pores. I trick you, ha, then I'm quick to syringe deep between my thoughts and bust out your skin. You scream, portraits of inflictable pain. You can't stand, you're up to your hands in quicksand. You're sinking and sinking deep into the earth. Thoughts was possessed since the first day of birth. My mental says it's my turn to possess the matter. Stab you with a dagger up Jacob's ladder. Thoughts become shattered, confused and tragic. Fiery thoughts of grave diggers.
Guilty. Next case.
Well, that's about all the time we have for this show. But thanks for listening, and please continue to tune into the show on a monthly basis. As my haunted mansion undergoes construction, so will the show. It will continue to grow and expand with new features, new special guests, and tons more. So prepare to expect the unexpected in the months to come. But before I close my mansion doors and kick you bastards out, I'll leave you all with one last jingle. Here's Slasher Grind Savior's Frightmare with the elegantly titled Slasher Holocaust. Until next time, boils and ghouls, stay spooky!